3, 2, 1. Boom. We're back. We're back like Israel and Hamas fighting to the fucking death. Like it says on those Hamas headbands. Cute headbands, guys. Screen printer you work with in Qatar, or where you guys get those made? It's like custom ink. Those shits Teespring till the death. What are you guys getting married? It's like a metal band logo with the AK-47s. Those are some hard motherfuckers. They'd be harder if they weren't hiding in tunnels, holes, hiding their heads in holes like ostriches. Ostriches are some pussies. That's big facts. Also cats, that's why they call them pussies. Why bandanas though? Why not like a hat? Why not a baseball hat? Show them what team you're on. What's with the bandana thing? What are you guys like? The Karate Kid? What are you guys, a bunch of Karate Kids? Clearly, you clearly are the Karate Kids. Some Cobra Kai. This is some Cobra Kai shit. The IDF is about to go Krav Maga on your asses. Krav Maga is an Israeli martial art. It's Hebrew for fuck you up. I'ma fuck you up. IDF's about to open up a can of Krav Maga on their asses. Thank God the ceasefire is over and IDF can get back to work, because God knows Hamas has not stopped for a fucking second. Motherfuckers broke the ceasefire 15 minutes after it started. That's the thing some people don't understand. Hamas isn't gonna stop attacking Israel, so Israel can't stop fighting Hamas. They can't stop, otherwise they're all gonna die. All the innocent people in Israel are gonna fucking die, bro. You gotta kill the people that are trying to kill you. That's pro tip. Kill the people that are trying to kill you. Survival facts. Survival facts 101. Lesson number 2, if something's chasing you, run. How about if someone tells you that they're going to bomb your building and you should evacuate because it's a terrorist headquarters? Evacuate. Or how about not being human? We're all going to die, man. Come on. There's no running from it. There's no escaping it. Maybe you can run from it. You're going to get out of breath, though. You're going to have to take a breath. Slow and steady wins the race. When escaping death. Hamas could only last 15 minutes during the ceasefire. Their wife said that's about normal for them. It was premature, but that's usually how it goes. There was also another major terror attack in Israel, in Jerusalem, where 3 people were killed and like 11 injured and hospitalized. So Hamas has not ceased their fucking fire. Their fire has been flaming. It's been raging, man. Fire is flaming. Fire is firing. So I hope we've aided the innocent Palestinians, because Hamas is still killing people. We gotta take them out. We gotta take them out, because that trash is getting stinky. It's gotta go out. We gotta take it out. It's stinky. Someone's gotta take it out. And it's gotta go out, because it's stinky. It's literally killing people. Shit is toxic. Toxic waste. You see that meme that shows how the Hamas headbands look exactly like the New York City trash bins? Why are all the trash bins joining Hamas? Their message just really resonates with trash bins. Insert the sound of a garbage truck backing up. I had one audio insert, one sound effect insert in last episode after Elon Musk blasted himself to Mars. If you noticed, if anyone is listening. I don't know if I should include another sound effect in this episode, maybe one somewhere. Elon Musk has now gone to Israel to visit, to see the destruction, the scenes of the horror scenes. And I'm not talking about a horror movie, my horror fanatics. Unfortunately, Elon Musk did not go to the set of a horror film in Israel. He went to some really, really fucked up shit. It was a scene of a crime. It was a crime scene. Fingerprints and blood. And crime. And shit. The Free Palestine crowd is all saying, oh, war crimes here, war crimes there. No, this is a war. What's happening is war. What Hamas did, what Hamas has done, war crimes. Taking innocent babies hostage, drugging them, branding them with burns, torturing them, making them watch footage of the massacre of their family being killed, not letting the Red Cross visit them. These are war crimes. Free Palestine crowd says, Israel has bombed a hospital. It hasn't happened. Hamas bombed a hospital. Hamas bombed their own hospital in Gaza and three hospitals in Israel, which God knows no one has heard shit about. Hamas has bombed three hospitals intentionally in Israel, targeting innocent civilians. They have also accidentally bombed their own hospital. Israel performed a surgical raid of Al-Shifa Hospital. They didn't bomb it. They went in. They went in themselves, walking on foot into the lion's den. After it was proved to be the terrorist headquarters. Keeping innocent civilians aside, solely targeting terrorists. The Hamas holes. And their Hamas holes. And their Hamas hole. Even when Hamas repeatedly broke the ceasefire, Israel didn't. When Hamas went low in the Hamas hole. Israel went high. As, OBAMA said. I'm not even going to say his freaking name, man. Because he compared the October 7th massacre to a non-existent occupation of Gaza. He said, in the same sentence, October 7th was bad or whatever. And it is also true that like the occupation is unbearable. One, there is no occupation. Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005. And two, to put that shit in the same sentence as the October 7th massacre, you can't compare. Israel is solely blockading Gaza so that terrorists don't do exactly what they fucking did on October 7th and just last week when they broke the ceasefire in Jerusalem. Egypt also has their side blockaded because they don't want the same fucking thing. That's also why Egypt didn't let refugees in for like God knows how long after the war broke out. They don't want this problem. They're pushing it in Israel's direction. So any unbearable conditions in Gaza are solely the fault of Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. Let's go back to Elon Musk, though, because it's kind of funny what's going on. He's kind of incinerating himself. He's self-immolating. Something a Free Palestine protester did in Atlanta, I think. And did not free Palestine. Elon Musk, can we go back to Elon Musk again? Back to Elon Musk. Elon Musk was at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, whatever the fuck that is, where they deal books. They're book dealers. But just after visiting Israel, when he was beginning to make amends, redeem his reputation, he told the advertisers that were boycotting him, go fuck yourself. He literally said, go fuck yourself. And he was like, he like said it so clearly, he like broke it down. He was like, is that clear? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. G. F. Y. What he was saying, though, is that the advertisers aren't going to be blackmail him. They can't blackmail him for their advertiser money. He'll find another way of making money on the platform, or so he says. Or he'll let it burn. He'll let the company burn. He'll let it go down in flames. And he said, Earth will know, planet Earth will know, that it was due to an advertiser boycott. And that is why X, formerly known as Twitter, is deceased. Because the interviewer asked him, you know, this trip to Israel, some people are saying, looked like an apology tour for your anti-Semitic tweet or fucking X. And so his response to that question of this looking like an apology tour was, I hope they don't advertise then, whatever, go fuck yourself, don't blackmail me. Which is, it's kind of the best response he could give, but it's also like, not the nicest response to hear. You know, no advertiser wants to hear go fuck yourself. But what do they want to hear in this moment? If they don't want an apology, if they think he was apologizing before, they don't want an apology. What can he say other than go fuck yourself? Freedom of speech, baby. I don't see why Elon Musk has to make money on X for it to continue functioning. He is the richest man in the world, and it is just an app. Does it literally take, like, any money to run, really? Or could you just, like, keep it going out of charity? Could X become a charitable project of Elon Musk's? Musk? And it is charity that we're able to divide each other with divisive rhetoric and further isolate ourselves in echo chambers. It could become a charitable project, further tearing apart the fabric of our civilization instead of making money off of it. He could just let us argue and not advertise shit to us and not sell us shit. That would be kind of beautiful. Just think about it. Endless Twitter drama. Zero advertisements. And the staff can all be fired, so it will be completely uncensored and unmoderated. But Elon Musk kind of sucks and wants to continue making money off of us. So he's going to just, like, charge us for membership or something. Or anyone still on the app? I deleted the app. I don't think I'm going back. I don't know, man. I don't know if that apology tour did it for me. It's like riding in the car with a crazy person driving. It might drive you off a fucking cliff, you know? You know, you might not want to be on that app when he drives it off the cliff. Or it self drives itself off the cliff. Or whatever. If it's a Tesla. I guess what Musk could have said was, it wasn't an apology tour. I genuinely am glad I visited and was changed by what I saw. It's not even the same issue. Jews, quote unquote, like, pushing hatred against white people and Israel being attacked by Hamas. Both could even be simultaneously true, even though they're not. He could have said, whether or not Jewish people are pushing hatred on white people, what Hamas did was fucked. He could have said that. He could have said, and what's wrong with apologizing? Isn't apologizing something that's considered a fucking good thing? Of course, he's got too much pride for that, though, to show any apology or emotion. That'd be absurd. That would be unheard of. It probably would have come off as bullshit, though, no matter how sincere he was. I'm glad he told the advertisers to go fuck themselves, because that's the truth. That's the most true thing he could say. He spoke his truth. Whether or not X exists, I'm going to speak freely on the fishbowl. If you want to write into the show, you can email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Susan Sarandon has apologized for her anti-Semitic speech at the pro Hamas rally. She may have apologized for her anti-Jewish speech, but she was still at a pro-Hamas rally after October 7th. I think the damage control here is kind of minimal. It's like mopping up a whole bowl of spilled milk with a paper napkin. She really just pitted Jews and Muslims against each other in the oppression Olympics, in the hate crime Olympics. Susan, if you don't want to give speeches at pro-Hamas rallies, why don't you stop going to pro-Hamas rallies? Like, she said something anti-Semitic at a rally celebrating the death of over 1,000 Jewish people? Shocking. How could she make an anti-Semitic comment at a rally celebrating the death of Jews on October 7th? She said it was a, quote, terrible mistake. Was that a terrible mistake? Was that a mistake? Why don't you stop going to those rallies? You know, it was such a terrible mistake. I'm so sorry. I was just at this rally celebrating what happened when all those Jews were raped and murdered and kidnapped. How could I make the terrible mistake of saying something anti-Semitic? She just chose the wrong words. Is that what it was? She chose the wrong words. All those feelings aside, I guess. Maybe she did just choose the wrong words. Maybe she really does have a real love and aspiration for the Palestinian people and their homeland. Maybe, just maybe, it's not about hating Jews. I don't know. She's not pro-Palestinian. She's anti-Israel. She's anti-Semitic. The anti-Semitic speech was not a terrible mistake. It was a terrible mistake that she opened her mouth. She wasn't planning on giving a speech, and it was a terrible mistake that she said yes to the invitation. Time to do some soul searching, Susan. Searching for that soul. Maybe she got no soul because she a ginger. To be determined. Maybe I didn't want an apology from Susan. Maybe I wanted her to tell me to go fuck myself like Elon Musk did. I want that tough love. Hurt me, baby. Hit me. Ooh, I like that. Ouch. Yes. Sorry, I think I'm losing listeners. My safe word is ceasefire. Did you guys hear that an Amazon worker got taken hostage by Hamas? People were like, Jeff Bezos, don't you want to, you know, say something? He was like, are you kidding? No one gives a shit about my workers. Jeff Bezos doesn't want to speak about it because he knows it's too controversial. He doesn't want every fucking Amazon truck vandalized. He's got enough warehouses spontaneously combusting without arsonists going after them. He's got enough warehouses spontaneously combusting without setting a pack of pro-Hamas supporters loose onto him. Bezos would rather sell both Israeli and Palestinian flags and laugh on his money pile. On his Monopoly Man shit. Money talks. Jeff Bezos doesn't. I've literally never heard that man speak. Maybe I did. I did watch a documentary about him once. You know, Amazon used to be called Relentless.com because they wanted to be relentless in their quest for selling shit. Relentless. We will relentlessly sell you shit until you buy it or die. Buyitordie.com, I think, was also on the drawing board in the Amazon writer's room. Oh, you gotta buy some whatever. Why don't you get it on Buy It or Die? Just buy it or die it. Buy it or die it. Buy it or die it. Prime it. For life. Or else. Until you die. And they started just selling books. Now they sell everything to donkey meat. Amazon, everything from A to Z. Fuck it. Fuckit.com. Thank you again for listening. Peace. For everything LOL Comedy Club, check out ComedyClubLOL.com.